Good morning, South Africa. Good morning, Rise FM. My name is Apostle J. Nkosa from Evangelical Praise and Worship Center. It's a beautiful Friday, Matawasakaya, and we believe God for a great time together this morning. Wherever you are, please make sure that you do take care of yourself. We are on a festive season. Anything and everything is happening right now, but may the good God bless you. Allow me to speak under the topic that says, don't give up until you have it. Don't give up until you have it. Ungayekeli mntana sekhaya until uyithole. Ungavumi bantu bakuphazamise from what you believe God for. Ungavumi bantu bakuthathele lento loyikholwako. Ungavumeli bantu bakumuke what God has promised you. You were together with God when God promises promising you this thing and they were not there. So push on until you have it. Don't give up until you have it. Now the story is told in the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 1. The Bible says there was Elkanah, and Elkanah had two wives. His wife was Penina and the other one was Hannah. So now the Bible says Penina was abusing Uana because Uana had no children. Oh God. Uana has no child, and he was abused by Penina. And now the Bible says Elmalek, the husband, loved Uana more than Upenin. But Upenin had children and Uana didn't have children. But now the Bible says every year they will go down to Shiloh to pray and offer before the Lord. And the Bible also revealed that they used to give the double portion to Penin, to Hannah, not to Penin. But now as they were going, Hannah's heart was also painful because every time he was pushed to a corner and being harassed by Upenina because of her situation. But the beauty about Hannah knew that God will provide. I am here to remind you that don't give up. God will provide. Don't give up. God will see you through. Now the Bible says Hannah never stopped to go to Shiloh because by that time the provision was not there. I am here to say, don't stop to do good in your life. Don't stop to do good things in your life because of the pains that you are going through. Don't stop to do well because of the pains that you are going through. God will see you through. Don't give up until God answers your prayer. Don't give up until God sees you through. Because God, we are born again. We are vela itmentetu. Kulukulu, we are born again. We are vela smensako. Nase smensako in your situation. God will surely appear and God will bless you. God will take care of you. God bless you all. Shalom. Don't give up until God sees you through. That's my topic for today. And we are reading from the book of Samuel, chapter number 1. We're reading verse number 9 to 10. One day after they have finished their meal in the house of the Lord at Shiloh, Hannah got up. She was deeply distressed and she cried bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. Meanwhile, Eli, the priest, was sitting in the place by the door. Hannah made a solemn promise, Almighty Lord, Lord, look at me, your servant, see my trouble and remember me. That's what I want to bring quickly, Bazalwane. God would say, for Hannah to receive the child, he needed to leave Upenina, Elkanah, where in a dining room where they were dining. He had to leave them and go in a place and pray for what she believed God for. I am here to say, for other things to happen in your life, you need to leave the place where your friends are, where your family are, where other people whom you called maybe a co-workers, colleagues. You need to go to a place where you will talk with your God and pray to your God for your matter to be sorted. Please don't give up. Instead of giving up, you need to go to a place where you will raise your hands and say, Lord, here I am. I am going through this situation. And unfortunately, I am not ready to give up, but I am ready to come to you and say, Lord, come to my aid, Lord. Lord, help me, because my situation is dire. My situation needs you, Lord. And God is faithful. He will surely do it. I am here to remind you, Rise FM, that you need to rise, Mtana Zakaya. Don't give up. You need to rise. Don't give up. You need to rise and change your situation. You need to rise and do something with your life, because God is waiting for you. Those who will never give up, they will surely achieve what God has promised them. Those who will never give up, they will surely have what God has promised them. I am here to say, don't give up, Mtana Zakaya. Don't give up. God is looking at you. God believes in you. God knows that how he's going to bless you. What you can do for me is to press on and push. Oh, God. Push until something happens. What you can do for me is to be like Hannah and say, I understand they are eating because all is well with them. They are drinking because all is well with them. My situation is not well. I need to go and pray. Please don't behave like people whose things are sorted. Make sure that you pray, because your situation is dire. But please, don't give up until God blesses you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, people. Good morning, everyone, wherever you are. My name is Apostle J.N. Koza from Evangelical Praise and Worship Center, under the topic that says, don't give up until God blesses you. Don't give up until God sees your matter or answer your prayers. Don't give up until God, oh God Almighty, answer you. Don't give up until God say something positive about your situation. Don't give up until God, the Bible says, oh God Almighty, there was Jacob. Jacob, he passes one river and he's claiming and saying to us, as I was passing this river, I had only my walking stick. Oh God. My brother wanted to kill me. My brother was angry at me. I passed this river with only my walking stick. But when I looked at what God has done now, I have all these things that I have because of God, oh God Almighty. I have everything now, but I once had nothing. Now I have plenty. I am here to remind you that God is able to do it. You might complain now, you might cry now because of what we are praying for or for what God, what you believe God for. But I am here to say, don't give up, because God is able to do it. Now the Bible says they had to wrestle the whole night. As they were wrestling the whole night, the Bible reveals that Jacob was also injured in the process. As he was injured, he never gave up. He said, I am not going to leave you until you bless me. I want that attitude this morning. I want this attitude this Friday morning, that I am not going to give up until God, see me through. I am not going to give up until God bless me. I am not going to give up until my family is sorted. I am not going to give up until my life is in order. I am not going to give up until God bring back my family together. I am not going to give up until my salary has changed. I am not going to give up until my position has changed. I am not going to let anything and anybody tell me, because you don't know my story. You don't know my situation. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through all this long. I need God in my my situation. I am not going to give up because people are saying negative things about me. I am not going to give up because people, they even wrote me off and say I'm not going to make it, but I'm going to trust in the Lord because I know God is faithful. I know God is able. Rise, FM. Rise and change and shape your destiny. God is on your side. God loves you. God bless you all. Amen.